This is James Robertson, Syncom Smalltalk Product Evangelist, bringing you another talk from the European Smalltalk Users Group meeting held in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in August of 2008. Janko Mifsek at ESUG 2008 discussing AIDAWeb, his web application server framework.
Hi everybody. After a whole year, on the beach, you are probably a little bit burned. Maybe you need some kind of aid. But okay. Let me start with this first slogan about AIDA Web, the web application server, which is called, which is aiding the web, actually. So that was one of the main also ideas back 12 years ago, actually, to use Smalltalk technology and also object technology and everything for the web. And I will try to just send you some message about how we do this. And the other logo is this. This is how the web works. So we actually tried to mimic the web in Smalltalk as much as possible. So I will talk about four things only: about features, more ideas than features, about achievements. So concrete website systems, products which are AIDA web-based, and there are many AIDA guys up there which are present here. So also about present state of the AIDA web community, also AIDA web as a product, and about our future plans. So let me start with features. Maybe the basic ideas back 10 fifths about back. So first idea maybe is this: every object can have an URL, and this is actually also Alan Key's idea. He presented this in Uppsala 97. I do not know of anybody who is realized that the very least every object should have an URL. And actually, we implemented that 1 year earlier already. So, also, kind of his idea, he hinted also about this next idea, that web of pages, which is work by web, is kind of similar to our web domain model, model in object-oriented world. We have here actually kind of directed graph. So we have here web pages which have URL links to the other web pages. And this is graph-like structure. And we directed graph. We have actually the same thing here in our object model, object form. Is that true? We also have objects and object references to the other objects in instance variables. And we can also, we make a kind of graph-like structure at the end, generally speaking, yes? And we can also things like these, like circles and such things. So, whole idea behind AIDA is to map the main object to the world by web, and actually back. So, how is this achieved? Maybe let me just talk about another idea, so that every object should be presented as a web page. This is actually an extension of this idea, which is presented in Smalltalk from the start. So every object should present itself as some kind of text. We just extended this to that every object can be presented as a web page. this is not so simple as it looks like here, because then we have this MVC mechanism which delegates the presentation to the special presenter object, which is what here, application, yes?
So, how do you do recursion?
Simple, we don't have problems with recursion at all. So that like this thing here. For instance, this is like here on the web. You can navigate, you can go from one object to the to one page to the other page, and you can return back to the first page, and so on and so on and so on. In your history, you will actually have a history of all those things. So we don't have here problem with circular references or recursions, endless recursions. actually we adapted this design to the AIDA scripter in a few hours. And this is now end user can edit, of course, this content. You have all those things as components here, and every component can be edited separately here in this first page, while the page behind are a little bit different, more say standard way. So another one is this one, a little bit different. This is some newest things. One point about this cooperation with designers. Because this one, this designer is actually one PHP designer. He usually do this for PHP with servers. But now it was a problem because his design is very old, traditional, to say. It's not nicely separated. CSS, for instance, is not nicely separated from PHP, HTML. And there are a lot, many of tables inside and such things. So it's very hard, these things, to put in Smalltalk, for instance. So we did kind of backtrack back to template-based system for that. So, and this is actually possible without problems, and also without introducing some kind of templating system in AIDA. Even that we also had templating back 8 years back, actually. But we switched off the same reason as CSiders did. Okay, this is first site which is done by the community member. This is Dirk Versen up there. Dirk, hello. this is a football site. And for tracking football results in many, many ways. It's Belgian football team. One blog from Nicolas Pepon. Nicolas, where are you? Ah, you are here. Nicolas is our core member now, core member of a development team for AIDA and AIDA Scribo. And this is actually a Scribo plugin for the blog. Another thing is Speak Project Manager. That's also done by Nico. This project manager is actually grouping together of many things from the Scribo and from the others to manage Smalltalk projects, for now Speak projects, to manage together. So from Wiki, you have here Wikis, up to the roadmap, all this incident management is here, issue management, up to, down to the repository and also timeline. So idea here is to evolve this, to have a very nice, say, project manager for one of your projects on the Smalltalk. This is the BIART, this commercial system from my company. This is management of quality management, actually, management of documents related to quality systems. It's also behind this very powerful management of business processes. And actually, Scribo is a product, it's open source part of this product, which is already 5 years old, actually. Okay, another product which is called Elogis from guys from Aura Computers out there. There are four of them. Hello. Elogis is a logistical system for management logistical processes, like from warehousing to the transportation and everything. In the middle. This is, I think, we started that together 8 years ago. So, start 8 years old project, evolving all the time. You can see that they have a very good designer, web designer there for this CSS stuff. There another achievement to say is this site. This is for our gas pipeline operator, national gas pipeline operator, GeoPipeline, for management of gas business, to say, for the whole Slovenia, actually. For, so maybe this one is even better. So this system is very interesting because behind it's very powerful domain model. Also, it's Jameson based system. And you have then this interface here. And the latest thing is a new Squeak website, which will be now, it is actually already ported to the AIDA Scribo. And next week we will put this Scribo online. And you can see here how you edit, actually, have these small edit links for editing separate components of this site and some sites. One nice thing here are also because those components are we are calling them scriblets, just components which can be embedded inside the text. So if you those who remember the talk from the Monday, you see the gallery, for instance, such kind image gallery, such kind of things. Here, for instance, is this news reader from the Speak News. Weekly Speak. So next week will this go online. Okay, what's the present state of in AIDA? First we have a logo. This takes 1 year at least to come to the logo. Okay, quiz question. What is this sign? What is this mean, the meaning of this sign? Okay, another? Okay. Some other idea what it is meaning for that?
Star.
Yeah, okay. Another idea?
Astro
chicken. Astro chicken. What? Okay. What about, for instance, spider web? Is it something similar?
No.
Okay, this is good. Because it really is edelweiss. You know what? Edelweiss, this is a mountain flower in the Alps, in our Alps. It's present for Alp region from the. Yes?
I hope that I think it's a winged
t-shirt. Ah, yeah. You wasn't first. You were first. So, okay. This is edelweiss, mountain flower. It's very resistible to the very harsh weather conditions, yeah. And that's one of the reasons we chose that. The other is that now we, in Smalltalk, we cover the web technology from the sea level up to the mountains, yeah. So. We just released a beta version of AIDA 6 and AIDA 2.1. But AIDA Web is not much different, but it is ready for Scribo CML. That was the main reason to release completely new number, major number for the AIDA. While Scribo is new old thing, as I said, that the art was it's already 5 years old technology. But Scribo will now come in open source world, and it will be supported not only for visual works as the artists, but also for, especially for Scribo and Jameson. So those three are for now our target for Scribo. Okay, supported Smalltalk or Smalltalk dialects are those. We are moving more and more to Squid now, actually, while I developed for a long time on VisualWorks. And we are moving back to Jameson. I'm also 10 years Jamesoner, so and I'm starting actually half a year we have already AIDA on the glass. And as Dale already said, glass meaning here is a bit different. You can try to remember the difference. And we have planned at least two another dialects. One is Smalltalk X, which will be exported in a year, in a month or something in October probably already. And GNU Smalltalk is to be a bit closer to the Linux community, also if I do it. Okay, about the AIDA community. It's actually, even that AIDA is 12 years old, it was open sourced in the year 2000. But we started to develop the community very actively just for 1.5 years actually. So last February, I think, the website was set up and mailing list and everything. And now we are about 60. And I can say about 10 or 15 even of those are very active. We are two co-developers, Nico and me. But I need to mention also Masashi Umezawa from Japan, who is responsible to say for the internationalization aspect of AIDA. So we support Japanese now without problems, even in URL, for instance. And he is also, if you know, he is a six serialization framework. He is author of the six serializer to the XML and back, which we are trying to use now as a persistent framework for the AIDA scribble. There are lots of other contributions, like we have three tutorials now in three languages, Spanish and French, French, Wikipedia. There is a Wikipedia entry now. Logo designers, they were free actually. At the end, we have we selected from the Janja Bačevski. She's name. And of course, you are all invited to come to the our community and help us, or we can help you. Okay. Let me see our future plans. First thing is this one. Okay. On the web, we said that the web is kind of directed graph of web pages. So you have graph-like navigation here. Yes. On the other side, especially for GUI and also for continuation-based web frameworks, you have more like tree-like navigation. Everywhere where you have this stack behind, you have actually tree-like navigation. And also, GUI applications are typical. You open one window, and then you can open another one, but you cannot go to the other, the last one. Yes, you must close this one to go back up. While on the web, you can go to the other page at any time. You should go. You should. Your framework must allow this. But on the other side, this tree-like navigation is very nice for things like yes/no dialog or something like this. So you have problems which are better solved that way, even on the web. But major problems are graph-like, actually, on the web. So that's the idea to put this together, also in AIDA. So we will actually do this in this way. So you will preserve graph-like navigation from as is now, but you will also have this one for the simple things like yes/no dialog or something, but also more complex. This is called workflow for instance, in CSI, as I remember. But workflow maybe is not the right term also, because I'm coming from the business project process management field, when you also have workflow, which is completely something different than this. So this will be actually closing the last gap to the competitions. I hope so. This is still in the planning stage, say, in the ideas mode. But I think that we will manage to do this without continuations, for instance. So using just classical web technologies. Usually, Probably with Ajax support. That's true. Ajax will be included. Okay, another thing is about callbacks. That's a big discussion about to introduce callbacks or not to AIDA. It's callback means it's something like this. To put the action actually direct into the block. So, for instance, that we don't have this now. But we can introduce something like this. So, on submit, you put the action directly here. Otherwise, in AIDA, because of MVC separation, we strictly separate action into the separate method. We never do this way. And that's because we don't like to break MVC. And that's a big question, if this is good or not. There is a fear of spaghetti code, okay? So because MVC is there to solve this problem, so that you separate presentation mess, to say, usually, from the domain model, yes? And in AIDA we have also separation between V and C, and we'd like to preserve, otherwise we have mess here. So, but we are thinking about adding a fallback style verification. So we will have verification code here, which is also kind of hard to say where is better to put this on this MVC triad, where to put the verification code. Some code goes to the model, yes, question.
So in those ideas, we still use blocks, or we use something simple like a selector?
Here?
Yeah.
For verification?
No, what you just said, for dispatching it to scroll.
If I understand the question, this will be dispatched, so when you add button, you will execute this.
Yes,
this
but will yes. I, the planning you were talking about, the new ideas about implementing AIDA, will I be allowed to put arbitrary small code there or just a single selector?
No, we will put here a verification code. Just for verification. So the result of this will be for the verification reasons. But not for the usual callback, so you won't do this such kind of things. Probably, this is kind of still discutable, let's say. We have an implementation of callbacks already, actually, but it's on the waiting stage now, just to resolve this problem. Okay, now internationalization, because we have Japanese in our group. We also we will do a lot of work. Actually, this is almost done. This is just point to E to I is still missing. To have like Wikipedia content, where you have one URL actually for the one topic, but you have many translations, as you know. And those translations are actually kind of standalone. They can be different. We will do this, for instance, for Speak website. There's already idea to have sub-communities, language communities on the Speak website. For instance, Russian community is one which is interested, maybe French, also, and Spanish, maybe. And those communities will be edit content separately, but the content, the page will have the same URL. And when a user will come, it will be shown the page in his language. That's the main idea here. So when he enters the site, he enters his language, or default one, English versions. So this is almost done, actually, and I think a week or so. Other is a translation of text on the web page. No content, but text on the web page, you know, the labels and such things. On the many, in many languages. This is also one of the problems. First, how to do this very easy for translator. Other problem is where to store this. And here we have this idea to translate directly on the web page. So you just click on the text and translate it to some other language. What you put in the text on your code is just this thing. So, which is the initial language of this this text. And we will store this directly in the methods. So not in some files, outside files, or some database or whatever, but in the methods, probably class methods of these view classes. And this is like method images or file library in C-site. Actually, this technology is quite mature already for such things like pictures and such things in directly in text. This is good because you can use your source code system for managing also the translations. That's the main idea of this. Okay. Book. Yes, we also have book. It seems so. And it seems quite fast. And it seems that at the end of the year there will be a book. Maybe not in one language, which is not English for start, but we will translate also. It will be in French for start. So in 1 year now, we have how many books in Smalltalk? Smalltalk, right? 4 or something. So I think that Smalltalk is reviving just because we started to write the books. Is that true? Okay, one of our ideas as AIDA community is also to have a Smalltalk community. We have many projects. I already mentioned Speak website and also Speak project manager. There are also some other ideas, like for now for Speak, but we will extend this to whole Smalltalk, I hope. Like Speak code on the web, so that to have Smalltalk code searchable from the Google at the end. So far, as you know, this is almost not possible. There is some the website which has a Speak code, but it's not up to date. So idea is to have this our repositories open to the web, and that every class method has its own URL, which is bookmarkable. And so on. And so that Google can use this, and not only Google but other communities, not non-Smalltalk communities, because I think that we need to open us to the others all, and we can open also in this way. This thing is also this script map uplift. If you know script map, and this website is very old looking one. Idea is to modernize it and to add nice search and all other things as others, so that we will have kind of nice repository catalog of all code we have. Script for start, then others also probably. And we will then start integrating those things together. That's some kind of grand vision of that. But, we already started with the first two. So long-term goal is, as I said, easy access to Smalltalk code for us and Smalltalk talkers, and easy management of projects also. That's it. I would like to invite you again to our website. There is a community link. You have many things there. Otherwise, thanks for your attention. So, we have now 15 minutes for questions. Any questions?
Thank you. You talked about saving translations in methods.
Yeah.
So are you therefore thinking of actually getting at the node so that what would have been a string in just one language can still look like that, but I can actually know the several translations in several languages that it needs?
That's one of our idea to go. So right. We have special multi-string or something, multi-language string.
Yeah. Because I'm aware of an implementation that has done that, you might, we could chat offline. I can describe some things to you.
Yeah. Another question, maybe? Okay, then thank you very much.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that talk from ESUG 2008, held in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in August of 2008. If you did, head on over to syncomsmalltalk.com and check out the podcast area. We have a weekly podcast and lots more content where this came from. You can also send feedback to smalltalkpodcasts@syncom.com. You can head on over to the Industry Misinterpretations Group on Facebook, the Smalltalkers Group at Ning. You can head on over to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, you can go to Podcast Alley and cast a vote for us.